You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and Lord John Budden in the studio. We've got Aaron Worcester on Monday afternoon, Ripon and Windsor in the evening on the domestic front, and we've also got action over in Ireland on Monday night as well from Roscommon. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by a former champion jockey in the shape of Seb Sanders. Hi, Seb.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mark.
You well?
Oh, of course. Everyone was running around feeling very fit in Leeds this morning.
Yes, there was a 10K, wasn't it, this morning? Yeah. Did you join in? Did you have a little jog around?
No, but I met Wonder Woman today.
Right, okay.
She wasn't as tall as I thought she'd be, but yeah.
Oh, did she turn up in her invisible aeroplane?
No, she didn't.
Very good. Some interesting sights in Leeds on Sunday morning. Let's talk racing though, Seb. Let's have a quick look back at Saturday afternoon's action, the feature race being the Eclipse, of course, a Group 1 contest that came down to the very finest of margins. Ulysses just getting the better of Barney Roy with Desert Encounter back in third place there. Thrilling finish to the race. Ulysses has always been a horse that's looked like he's got plenty of potential. Bit of a slow burner though, and he looks like he's finally realised it on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good performance by him and the second horse, but it was an awfully messy race early doors. It was a bit boring because four jockeys sat up sides each other, looking at each other, not knowing what the hell they were doing, really. And because of that, I think we got a very fast time because the early factions were very steady. Suited closers, which is surprising, but they weren't in the hunt early. King of Mahare got badly hampered after about 3 furlongs.
Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah. It was a bit disappointing, but I think the front two were probably the two best horses on the day. And Ulysses looks like a horse that's going to keep improving the older he gets.
Yeah. Typical Sir Michael Stout bringing them along slowly kind of idea with Ulysses. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their next target is, but be interesting whether they go an extra couple of furlongs and put him in the King George. Mm. It'd be worth a look.
Yeah, interesting to see where he goes next. I suppose it was a nice story for Jim Crowley as well, who earlier in the week had lost the ride on Eminent. Picks up the ride on Ulysses and goes and wins the race.
It does happen, and I don't know whether, you know, it's just luck or what, but it does happen. And, you know, lose one, you find when one door closes, another one opens.
Mm. Want to talk to you about Batash as well, who won the charge, the Group 3 sprints on the card. Course record, I believe, and should looked a very, very speedy type. Talks of him possibly going to the Nunthorpe next, but were you impressed with him?
I was, but the winner and the second were drawn 1-2, and that made a huge difference. And Batash is a very, very talented animal in his own right, but got left alone up that rail, and no one could really get a challenge into him. And I think he's a bit, I wouldn't say quirky or anything, I think he's a bit headstrong.
Yeah.
Because he got left alone and he relaxed and he got breathing, and Dane gave him a lovely ride. I thought he put up an outstanding performance, but nothing against Mirza. Mirza finished too close to him to suggest it was, I just feel like it flattered him a little bit.
Yeah. All right. He's been given a quote of 7-1 for the Nunthorpe here with William Hill. Lady Aurelia still the market leader there at 4-5. Caravaggio 5-1. 7-1 Batash. Marsha 7-1. 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. You say he was possibly flat by the race. It was only a Group 3. Can he live up to these proper Group 1 animals if he did go to Nunthorpe?
I think Lady Aurelia, if she turns up, she cannot get beat, really. I'll be very surprised if Cavaglio goes there.
Yeah.
I think he'll probably go the July Cup and stay over six furlongs, because they don't really need to be taken on Lady Aurelia this year, really, over five furlongs. You know, if I was backing one in the non-thought now, Lady Aurelia is a pretty decent price at 4-5, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned the July Cup. That's coming up next week, of course, the July meeting. I'm sure you'll have ridden there a number of times in the past.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it? Do you like the meeting?
I've won the July Cup, so I have no reason not to like it. I'm really looking forward to Cavaglio running again. I read an article about Clive Cox's horse this morning, and they're pretty confident they can give him a run for his money, but he's got to improve a fair bit, I think, to beat Cavaglio. I think he's going to improve throughout the season.
Yeah, he's 11-10 at the top of the market for the July Cup. Limartor 5-1, 6-1 the Tin Man. Harry Angel 8-1, as is Taz Leet. Brando 14s and 16s bar those. That's how the betting stands at the moment. We'll obviously focus on that a little closer to the time next week. But right now we're going to focus on matters closer to hand. We've got some good racing coming up on Monday, and we'll get Seb's thoughts in four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then let's spin through some of the action on Monday. We start in the 350 at Ayr, which is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. And we've got a field of 10 set to go to post for this one. Seb, which one's caught your eyes?
I think Lam Loon comes into this in real good form, you know, having won at Ayr last time, course and distance. Tends to be in the van or making a run in which really suits Ayr. And I feel like this race is going to get left alone a bit, so he would be a real big positive. If there's any money for Le Chat, this is running below its best. If there was any money for Le Chat, I would be very, very wary.
Le Chat d'Or of
Michael Dodds horse. He's more than capable in this company, and if there was any confidence in their betting, I would watch that very carefully.
Okay, so keep an eye on the market for Le Chat d'Or. Lam Loon, though, possibly the most likely winner, then, if we say that.
Yes.
Yeah. David O'Mara won this race last year as well with Ingleby Hollow, so he's trying to go back-to-back in the race, and Lam Loon, his chance in the 350 at Ayr on Monday. Next race we look at is the 425 at Ayr, and this is a Class 4 handicap, 5 furlongs the trip for this one. 11 of them set to go to post, and quite an open sprint, as I suppose they usually are, aren't they, these sprint handicaps. What did you like in there?
Well, we've got the old soldier, Jack Dexter, and he tends to run his race most times, but he prefers a bigger field than this.
Yeah.
And I would be a bit worried that he wouldn't run up to his absolute best in this sort of race. The top weight Rural Celebration is up £5 for finishing second, and you just think that it's probably just gone a pound or two too high to win a race at the moment in this company. The horse I'm looking at is El Hombre of Keith Dalgleish's. Comes into this on the back of a second here, and he's basically running off the same handicap mark. And he's put a claimer on board. He's taking £5 off, and I think this horse has an outstanding chance.
Okay, El Hombre then, the selection in that race at Ayr. We move to Windsor next for their 7:35. This is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. The 7 of them set to go to post for this one. And I suppose the obvious starting point here would be Sir Titan, Seb, who got off the mark at the third time of asking with a pretty comfortable win at Wolverhampton last time. Goes into a handicap for the first time here. What do you make of his chances?
Well, I mean, he's been chucked in off a decent enough mark, but He couldn't do any more than win the race the way he did. There's always sort of question marks about, you know, transferring that form into handicap form. He's obviously a big danger in the race. But I actually thought that if there was any money for Mr. Music Master, ran in a decent race at Bath last time and had his colours lowered. But David Probert's back on him, and if he's a decent enough price, he's worth following. And the other horse I got down was Jumping Jack. He's down £2 for finishing second in a race over course and distance. And he, you know, just depends on what sort of value you get for him. But he's on a winnable mark as well. Sir Titan would be the pick. But there's two in there that I think are off winnable marks.
Okay, interesting little race then. It says Titan is the pick there for Seb in the 7:35, and we finish off at Ripon in there 8:15. This is a handicap, a class 3 handicap, over almost a mile and a quarter. We've got a field of 6 set to go to post for this one, and I suppose we probably should start with Magic City, who arrives here chasing the hat-trick.
Yeah, it comes here, you know, typical Mickey's to be kind of horse. It's sort of, all of a sudden he's gone really progressive. And would have an outstanding chance in this. And the only downside to him is he doesn't get ridden very handy. So, you know, he would be the pick, but he just worries me round Ripon that something might just get away from him.
Yeah, fair enough. Previous course winner on the flip side of that, of course. What else in the race? What would you in the race against if you were a Magic City fan then?
Well, Mulligan Tawny is in off the same mark after finishing second to Magic City, and you know, probably would be the one that you'd sort of take on. He's probably ridden a bit more handier, but I still wouldn't go against Magic City of the Easterbys.
All right, so a rematch between Magic City and Mulligan Tawny could be in the offing then. Magic City, the nomination from Seb there, as usual. Let's have a little bit of a quick summary before you go, Seb, if you'll just spin us through your 4 selections then for Monday.
Lamloon and the 350 with Le Chat. Just keep an eye on the market. El Hombre in the sprint, and in the 735 at Windsor, I've gone with Sir Titan and Magical City at Ripon.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Seb. Good luck. Cheers. And enjoy on Monday.
Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of Seb Sanders on Monday's racing. And you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35 p.m. Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and John Budd and the team in the studio for the meetings at Ayr and Worcester in the afternoon, Ripon and Windsor in the evening, and Irish action as well from Roscommon. So plenty to go at. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.